Hi, Brian. How was your run today? He said jealously.
Hey, Peter, check this out.
Oh my gosh, what's that?
It's my medal.
Oh my god, it really is your medal.
It's real. It's made out of real, wait, let me bite it.
Is that
it's made out of real metal.
Is that from your race today?
It was.
How was your race today?
It was fantastic.
How long was it?
It was almost 10 miles.
And how long did it take you?
It took me under 2 hours, under 145, I think. I don't know. I was pretty slow.
Mm.
I couldn't even keep up with my running companion, Wes Finnemore.
What?
Yeah, owner, proprietor, extraordinaire of Matilda's Sandwich Shop in beautiful Watertown, Massachusetts, and ultra runner. Extraordinary.
Was he ultra running right past you?
So, no, what happened was he kept saying, well, you know, I never run 5Ks because I hate when the race director has to wait around for me to finish. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, that's why I run the long races, because everybody takes, you know,
longer than
17 hours or 3 days or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, okay, Wes. So we get going and we start off.
Do you toe the line together?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seriously?
We were actually up in the front, and then we decided to move back a ways because we didn't want people to run us over.
Were either of you running the HWIRT tech shirts?
I was, yes.
He
was not, no. But what was really funny, this is how the race started. The gun goes off,
yes,
and we're about to go down. It was about, I don't know, 300 or 400 yards of, you're sort of in a corridor before we entered the woods.
Sure.
And metal barriers on either side of us. So you really are like cattle going down a chute. And the first thing that happens is he moves his arm and somebody goes, hey, you dropped your water bottle. Because he had a water bottle.
Oh, he knocked one out.
With a fuel belt.
Yeah.
So I start going with the crowd. He turns around and we're instantly separated.
Oh, no.
And I can't even look back because it's so tight. People are walking. People are pushing. People are moving along. And finally, I was able to move to the side and wait for Wes to come back. And so he got it back on. He got the water bottle back on. And we started moving along. And after 2 miles, we both needed to take a little nature break. So I went off and did mine. And then as I came back, I started running up the trail. I said, well, eventually I'll catch up with Wes. Well, he springs out of the woods about 100 feet in front of me.
Like a deer.
Quite literally, like a deer. Except he was on 2 feet. That was the only difference.
Yeah, that's the only difference.
And starts moving along. And I'm like, well, I'll catch up to him eventually. Now, again, I was trying to keep it a little slow, keep it on the heart monitor training, which by halfway through the race, I totally blew off because of pride.
Right.
I couldn't walk that much of it.
Right.
But I never caught up again with Wes. And then when we did, he beat me by 4 minutes or something, five minutes. And so in the end, he thought he was chasing me the whole time.
Oh, that's good motivation.
So he said, oh, wonderful that I came to this race, because you never push yourself when you're by yourself. And he said, so thanks so much for letting me know about it. It was a lot of fun. And I'm like, Wes, you told me you were slow, and then I ran slow, and then you beat me. But I can walk now, which is nice.
That is nice.
I'm glad I walked slowly. It was a beautiful course, mostly fire road, lakes, reservoirs, trees.
Well marked.
Very well marked. The only problem I had with it, Peter, was this. It was a 5 mile and a 10 mile. The 10 milers started first, and then the 5 milers, about 5 minutes in, started hauling right past us, you know, sprinting past us because they're running a much shorter race.
I don't like that.
It was fine. It was fine. And then adequate water everywhere.
Oh, good, good.
Deep in the woods, you know, big water tables. And the first 5 miles went by like nothing. I couldn't believe it. When my watch binged and I hit a water stop, I looked down and I said, oh, another water stop at mile 4. That's like 3 water stops in the first 4 miles. No, that was mile 5.
Amazing.
So I took a drink, started going. Now, this morning started hot and humid. It was not as predicted, and it was gross. It was about 75 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Very thick.
And very humid.
Yeah.
Now, there was a breeze, so that started to dissipate, but everybody was feeling it. And you could tell. Even people who were in shape were hurting. Mile 5 to mile 8, zero water stops.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
So I had been anticipating this sort of at least every 2 miles. There were actually more than that.
Now, why is that?
It was just the way the course was set up. And so I started freaking out at one point, just at about 7 miles, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there's no water. I don't have any water with you. I didn't have anything. I had grabbed one of the finish, you know, they have cases and cases of water for the finish. So I grabbed that at the start because I was a little parched.
Sure.
Even before the race. So yeah. I drank that down and carried it with me actually through the beginning of the race and finally got rid of it, that water bottle. But then, no, I didn't have anything with me because I, you know, for better or worse, I assumed that there would be water stops, and there were. It was just that 3 mile stretch. Right at 5 miles where I really needed it.
I bet.
And so that was hard. That was a little bit of a mental, I had a little mental breakdown. I may have said, where were you guys when I finally got to the water?
Oh.
So I said, wow, I was getting concerned. There wasn't going to be any. And then I said, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. And then I drank my water and ran on. And then there was a water stop, strangely, yeah, half a mile from the finish.
That's weird.
So that was a little weird. But it was part of the way, you know, sometimes these, especially in the woods, they loop around and they're serving two different races, 5 mile and 10 mile. So.
Right. It's all about where they can get to legitimately and to do the things they have to do.
Right. Sure. They have to have access to get there. Yep. They have to bring a truck in for the water and all that kind of stuff.
That's crazy.
So it, other than that, we had a great rain shower at about, for me, mile 8, which cooled everything down.
Yep.
And then finished, and they had a band, and people were dancing, and they had free beer, and they had tons of like recovery drinks. There were at least 3 or 4 different vendors for a fairly small race. There was a lot of cool giveaways, and not like drinks and stuff like that. Those are the kind of giveaways I like. Give me food and give me drinks.
Give me something I can use right now.
Right. I don't need flyers or you know, whatever else they give away sometimes at these races. So I would do it again. It was fun. 10 miles in the woods.
That was your first time doing that particular race?
Yeah, it's only the second time they've held it. It's called the Vert Middlesex Fells. That's the area. That's the.
And technically, what town were you in?
I was in Stoneham for most of it and Winchester, Massachusetts, and probably maybe Melrose, but
I'm
not sure.
And then you posted this on our stat chat
as well.
But mere minutes before that, we heard from fan favorite Paul Davies, who had just finished up a
20K.
20K in Acton.
Yeah.
And he may have had some nipple difficulty.
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah. But he also mentioned the rain hitting too. Yeah.
Well, that causes friction.
It does. It sure does once you get a little moist. And don't I know about it from my 3.5 mile walk.
How was your walk today, Peter?
Yeah, my walk today and my walk yesterday were both good. Yesterday was the new Brooks running shoes, my first pair, the Addiction.
Peter, I have 12s. To say the shoes are significant.
Well, these are the walking shoes you're seeing right now. The walking shoes.
They're a statement. They're large, but
I'll
say right away that your mood
is better.
Is way better.
It's way better
just from getting the new shoes, being able to walk comfortably.
Yeah,
and you said you walked on your running course.
Yeah, yesterday I went out on my usual running course, big loop run, Jamaica Pond, and back into Brookline. It's a beautiful, it was a gorgeous day yesterday. It was great. Today I walked in beautiful Wayland, Massachusetts for almost 4 miles and spent about the same amount of time it took you to run
10
miles of trails. Took me to about 3.5 miles to walk to a Starbucks. So
well, running
that's
is
awesome.
Quicker than walking.
Yeah, it turns out.
It's more efficient.
There's a reason why we do that. No, but things feel good. I feel like I'm on an uptick.
Because you were not in a good way the last time we spoke.
No,
you weren't.
I was not.
You were deep in a spiral.
I like to think we have it recorded now in the last episode that I think that was my bottom. I bottomed out. And now it's coming back. Let's hope.
You're on the bounce back. You're wearing a Crankle t-shirt.
I'm wearing the Crankle.
Proud
Crankle shirt available at hwrt.com. To our Redbubble link, go hit there, some money, have some
look for the store
time.
Link.
I love your Clyde Army throw pillow.
It is good. Hey, I was also going to give a shout out. You mentioned the Facebook page. So many people now are putting in their Saturday sat stats. I'll get that right someday.
Sat stat chat.
That's a wonderful tradition. Also, if you like to use the devices, hop on the Strava. There's an HWYRT club, and it's cool to see people running. I'm not even sure everybody on there even listens to the show. I'm not sure. Maybe people are just Strava users.
I want to say this, though,
yeah,
because I believe it needs this clarification. I think we need everyone who's listening to this show, or if they've listened to a show in the past, please go onto Facebook and like our page.
Yeah, can we get to 500 likes,
please?
Oh, my
gosh. Let's go.
Folks.
I got to beg all my people in my personal context to do it, too. People don't know to do it. They don't know
it
means. Yeah,
it really does make a difference.
I don't know why it does, but it does. And you have to go there and you have to like the page, right, not our
like
posting.
The page.
Not our posting.
So if you're within the sound of our voices.
Go onto Facebook, even if you don't use it.
No. Go to the HWYRT Facebook page.
Which would be facebook.com/howwasyourruntoday.
Yeah, just search us.
Just do that.
Facebook and like the page.
Hit the like.
Of course, like the episodes, like our goofy postings, like all of that stuff. But
like
it's important to like the page.
We've got
to
get there. I don't know why that
matters.
Because
it gets more eyeballs and ear balls, ear holes.
All the millennials tell me it's important.
It is important. So if everybody who listens to the show does it and gets one person to like our page, we'll be at 500.
Oh my God, that would happen.
No, wait a minute. That would take everybody who listens to the show plus three people. Then we'd get to 500.
That would do it.
Is my calculus correct?
It's close enough for me. I like that. So, Brian, what's your next race now that you've conquered this trail?
Peter, I have the Mount Desert Island Half Marathon coming up.
What's the date on that?
October. I forget. It's after Columbus Day weekend.
So technically, I'm the one with the race first.
Technically, you remain the one with the race first, which would be the BAA Half Marathon over Columbus Day weekend.
Yet, my friend, it's actually the Lone Gull 10K.
Oh my goodness, I forgot all about it.
On Sunday the 25th of September up in beautiful Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Is that going to happen?
I can tell you this, that HWYRT alumni Paul Davies, Brian O'Donovan,
yes,
and social media guru Anna Brooks are all definitely running that race. Now, I will be in attendance. Whether or not I'm fit as a fiddle and can actually run it is yet to be seen, but I'll be there. So it would be a fairly well-attended...
What's the date on that, Peter?
That is Sunday the 25th of September.
Wonderful.
So here it comes. Let's hope for good weather. Nice, nice and cool. Not like today.
The Mount Desert Island Half Marathon in beautiful Mount Desert Island, Maine.
Yes.
Is on October 16th, Sunday. And in between those two races is the BAA Half Marathon, for which you are signed
Yeah, I sure am. I sure as heck am.
And I think several listeners are attending.
I'm sure several are doing it. I know, again, Paul Davies, who we've said before, has run every single race and is running every single race currently.
Every race in New England, Paul Davies attends. I think that's true.
I think that's true. Brian, quick follow-up to my Smokey the Bear story, because I know you're interested in this.
Peter, let me just say, it's not Smokey the Bandit, which I muffed up on the last show.
You did great.
It's Smokey Bear, Smokey the Bandit.
We all knew what you meant.
Which I said like an idiot.
You were fine. It's because you were excited. You liked my story.
Peter, I also made another verbal mistake.
You did?
You know, andirons, flat irons,
flatirons.
I said a Hoyt lift. You'd need a Hoyt lift to move from one place to another. It's a Hoyer lift. So if there are any medical professionals out there, you'll know that I made a terrible error.
Did we get a lot of emails on that?
The phone was off the hook. No, I mean literally the phone was off the hook, and so we didn't get any calls at all.
Plus, we don't have a number, so that's good. So my mom very much enjoyed the episode. It was the perfect length for her.
Peter, was that a Villa family taken photo of Smokey Bear on the back of a fire engine?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
To give you sort of the lay of the land of that, all of these things take place within a square block of my childhood home.
All of what things, Peter?
The actual incident in preschool, which was just down the street.
Where you were so terrified by a fireman dressed as Smokey Bear, you locked yourself in the elementary school closet.
Oh, preschool. preschool. I was about 3 and a half. And then the fire truck photo, every 4th of July, he's on the back of a fire truck. And that is the parade route is just in front of my house, just down in front of the library.
That must have been terrifying.
Every year it's a trauma. So I get better and better with dealing with it every summer on 4th of July.
This is a very special HWYRT.
My mom reminded me just today, after giving us kudos for having the appropriate length of a show. She doesn't like it much past 30 minutes. She's got things to do, Brian. She said, did you tell Brian that, of course, you didn't go to school for a couple days? And that she took me back to school and explained the situation, much to the chagrin of myself, to the teacher, saying this is why he was scared. Mm-hmm. And I've had a
bear man wearing pants, and that's wrong.
It's not natural.
Were you ever able to face your fears and actually talk to or look at directly Smokey Bear on the fire truck during the 4th of July parade? Has that ever happened? Or are you somehow mysteriously not in town every 4th of July?
No, about 10 or 15 years ago, there is a famous photo of me. I decided to face it. I ran out there and got a picture in front of Smokey on the back of the fire truck.
Oh my goodness.
With me giving the thumbs up, but with a somewhat terrified face. But I'm an adult man doing it, you know. And I can't find that photo, but I will double down and try to find that because it's an important artifact.
It explains so much.
I've never really sat in a room with him and talked it out, but that's something I guess I'm open to.
Would you want a mediator?
I probably would want it to be within a safe space with a mediator, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't. I want to be wearing dungarees when it happens, and maybe a hat.
And a shovel of some sort.
Well, I want to have some weaponry with me.
Just in case.
But yeah, no, I would be open to healing that.
Maybe you would do it sort of in like the prison movie where there's a glass wall between you and you both pick up the phone. Smokey Bear. Hello, Peter.
Do you know who the mediator could be?
Hi, Smokey Bear.
No, I really thought about this. Do you know who the mediator could be for that meeting?
Who?
The Philly Fanatic.
For those of us who don't remember the Philly Fanatic, fill us in.
The Philly Fanatic is the mascot to the Philadelphia Phillies baseball team in the National League. And he's the most bizarre-looking mascot in the history of Major League sports. Beating out giant Mr. Met, the giant baseball-headed guy.
Well, I might say actually, because he's sports appropriate, Mr. Met.
Yeah, you'd understand.
If you ever look up the Chargers, the San Diego Chargers Bolt Man, he is so strange looking and fierce and weird and from another dimension.
This is for the football team?
Yeah, it's... But the Philly Fanatic takes the cake.
I'm going to say this, though.
Leagues away in strangeness from anything else.
But don't you feel that mascots for football teams in general are odd? Even our own beloved Patriot is like... Pat Patriot's a little nuts.
None of them are necessary.
But baseball mascots for some... Maybe it's because I have such fondness for Wally.
Well, there's a lot of downtime in a baseball game.
You got to do something.
Not as much these days, but in our childhoods, it's a lot of downtime during a baseball game. So you need a mascot to get out there and get people excited. But give us a visual rendering of the Philly Fanatic.
No, I can't even describe it because it's like something out of Theodore Geisel's nightmares.
That's right, Dr. Seuss.
It's very...
Dr. Seuss and a Carvel cake
it's like a,
got together.
it's such a cast-off. It's like, no, I could imagine that somewhere in like the late 60s or early 70s, they were drawing this thing. And they threw it away. They're like, no, we're never going to do that. That's ridiculous because he has like a horn for a mouth.
Right.
And I mean, it's horrific looking.
It is not.
And then when you put it in a baseball uniform, it's bizarre. And it has the backwards hat and the whole thing. So it's kind of bro-ish in a way. And yet endearing. There's something about it that's endearing.
Well, it's so horrible that you can't help but love it.
And he's a good green. He is a good color green. I beg anyone who's listening to this who doesn't know who the Philly Fanatic is to stop what you're doing. Pause this right now. Google image that and then come back. And then we'll proceed. I think they're back now.
And if you'd like that one, do go and look at the San Diego Chargers Boltman.
I don't think I've ever seen Boltman.
So weird. And he changes from year to year and just gets very strange.
What would the HWYRT Hawartian mascot be? You know what? Let's open that up to the audience.
I think that's what we need to do.
I think we need to have people send in suggestions for what the official How Is Your Run Today mascot could be.
What would our mascot look like? Would it be an animal?
I think it's maybe an animal on a treadmill. I think maybe it's the living embodiment of a crankle. I think it's many things, but I leave that to the audience to come up with massive, intense, creative thoughts.
Well, plus it has to be built into a fuzzy costume that someone could climb into, right? Isn't that the embodiment or the ultimate pinnacle of mascotness, to be a big fuzzy creature that can roam among us?
I'm pro robot.
Oh, so you're saying it doesn't have to be fuzzy?
No, I don't think fuzziness, like, look at Mr. Met.
Yeah.
He's not necessarily fuzzy. He's just over exaggerated and oddly shaped.
You know, I went to Syracuse University.
Go Orange.
Where the mascot is an orange. Otto the Orange. It's a big...
Is he spherical?
Humongous, dumb-looking orange with a stupid smile on his face, yeah. Wearing a Syracuse hat and blue arms and blue legs. Let me tell you, Peter, oranges actually don't have arms and legs, but mascots do. And it's an orange. It's dumb.
Is he
fuzzy? You know what the weather is like in Syracuse University?
It's very, very chilly.
Yeah, it's always cold and snowy, except for 2 days. The days when high school juniors from all over the country come and visit.
Because they think, oh, this is nice.
And parent visiting day.
Oh, this is
And
fun.
Every other day, 363 days a year, is cold and snowy.
It snows, yeah.
There's no oranges, no citrus at all. Gross.
You can't grow there, yeah.
No.
They don't even ship any in, really, because they would perish instantly.
And yet, Peter, I have a great fondness for Otto the Orange and the Orangemen and the Orange Women.
So I would love to see... I don't think it should be Fruit, the HWRT mascot.
No.
I'm pretty sure it should not. And I mean, maybe it's a Goopak. I don't know. Maybe it's a peanut butter sandwich.
Well, I don't think we can afford the copyright if we're going to use something like that.
Well, not a real Goopak. Maybe it's generic. Maybe it's just a guy, an exaggerated guy like Duffman, you know, from The Simpsons. I don't know what it is. But I'm excited to see. And we could have a contest.
Maybe it would just be a giant sneaker.
How about this? Whoever sends us the winning mascot.
Oh, God. What are you going to give away, Peter? What do we not have that you're
gonna We're going to give away
yeah.
a very fine HWYRT tech shirt autographed by yourself and myself in a beautiful Sharpie pen or fluorescent silver marker or something. But that'll be like a piece of history that we'll give away.
Don't we need rules for this? When would they have to submit their artwork?
I don't want to. People are busy. I would say anytime between the airing of this episode, this is episode 44.
And 2019.
No, it has to be before our 50th episode. Because we want to announce the winner.
So we're going to have a mascot all of a sudden?
No, we're going to have an announce the winner of the mascot contest. I'm not going to go and manufacture a costume.
Yeah,
yes,
you are.
No, of course I am.
And you're going to show up at the...
At a different events in it. At our live,
you're travel the country,
at our live 50th concert.
Every 5K
yeah.
in the United States from yes. now on, you will attend in the costume.
In the costume, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to leave it to the people. We'll see what kind of response we get. I mean, we asked people to click the Facebook page and nothing happened. So I doubt anyone will send us an image, but somebody might. Someone might do a quick charcoal sketch of what they think the physical embodiment of HWRT should be. I'm excited for this.
I'm nervous.
I'm scared.
I'm a little afraid.
I get the stuff in my tummy. I'm not okay.
Peter, speaking of mascots.
Clyde Army.
We have a little bit of a mascot called the Clyde Army. We certainly have a logo for the Clyde Army.
Love it.
But we've had some responses from listeners saying, what about Athena's? And you have a very clear stance on this.
I do, and I've said it on the social media, but I'll say it here, so I want, and I stand by what I say, which is I believe our use of the term Clyde Army in HWRT speak is gender neutral. I believe that we are talking to the sturdier class of both men and women who strap on shoes and go about their business on either asphalt or trail. I understand that there are races.
So what you're saying is that
yes,
because a Clydesdale refers to a certain breed of horse, male or female,
yes,
that the Clyde Army is inclusive to all.
That was our intent. And that's all I'm saying, and I'll say no more.
But you do know that in some races...
I just said I won't say anymore.
Oh, I'm saying
I see.
That there is both a Clydesdale categorization
for men
and an Athena categorization for women.
And I can't get into that. They do that for their own purposes. It's a class thing. I don't know. It's a weight class thing. I get it. Okay. But that's not what we're doing.
So there's no Athena Army coming?
I don't know. We got to ask the artist in residence if she even feels like putting pen to paper on that.
I will say this.
Yes.
The only reason I would disagree with you on this topic, many others I'll disagree with.
Almost
you on.
Everyone.
Is that when you shorten Clydesdale to Clyde,
it's a masculine name.
It's a masculine name. And the name of an orangutan in certain Clint Eastwood movies.
Any Which Way But Loose?
That's one of them.
Any Which Way You Can?
That's the other one.
Cannonball Run 2.
Smokey Bandit.
Smokey the Bandit Bear. Well, I'll go back to my earlier point, which is I will defer to the artist in residence, as she is the one who had so wonderfully come up with the Clyde Army logo.
That's and true. It is fantastic.
It is fantastic. And if she wants to come up with an Athena Army one, I'm more than willing to talk about it. But I don't presume to speak for the artist.
Like our Facebook page.
Please like our Facebook page. That's really, and send us what you think the mascot, the physical embodiment of HWRT should be.
Peter, you have new walking shoes. You have new running sneakers. Are you getting tantalizingly close to thinking about or even circling on the calendar the day you will stride more quickly than a brisk walk? Is that coming? Is that the change of attitude that I have seen in your face, your comportment, your vocalizations? You seem like a happier person today.
To thine own self be true, Brian.
I attempt that every waking hour.
I don't want to say I know when I'll try. I want to say I'm closer to it than I have been before.
You're waiting for the doctor's okay. Is that what's happening?
I am probably not, because the next time I see the doctor would be well after what I think is going to be my start date. But I don't know. I'm evaluating almost incessantly. More often than I check the Facebook likes, which is probably several times per hour.
Now, please like our Facebook page. Let's get to 500.
Physical therapy is going very well. It feels good. But after, you know, an hour of walking or an hour and a half of walking, it's tender. I mean, it's definitely there. So I don't want to undo anything.
You don't want to go backwards.
No, sir, I don't. I will say that the new shoes I have, the doctor recommended stabilizing shoes I have, amazing. Excellent. Right move. So we got to just keep doing that. I'll have more information for you shortly, I swear.
Okay. Peter, I can tell you this. My race today?
Yes.
The 10-miler. I was supposed to run 10 total. 12 total today. I got a little over a mile in before the race, just as a warm-up, which I have to say, I'm absolutely going to do that every time from now
on. That's the new normal for you?
Because I used to think, well, I'm going for a half marathon. It's the first 3 miles. That's the warm-up. You know what? No.
That's important to hear.
I am going to run at least a mile. I'm going to be that guy who goes, gets his number, pins it to his shirt,
heads
and
out,
then runs past everybody down the street like a crazy person, because when I came back, I felt loose.
Felt good.
I felt ready to go. I had broken a sweat, and I'm like, yeah, this is good. I know I can run 10 miles. I have to say, it was hard today.
It was work.
A trail 10 miles is work, and it was humid, and I'm so early in my marathon training. I sort of thought I was much, you know, you're like, well, I'm training for a marathon, and I have been doing a lot of work during the week.
You sure have, yeah.
You know, even though my long runs haven't been super, super long, that's why you do them. You cannot cheat the long runs. You have to do them because that's what gets you prepared. It's it is humbling. Having been through this a few times, I'm yet again humbled about getting up there. And I know it's a mistake to look forward in the calendar and say, oh, in 3 weeks, I'm going to be running 16 miles. Okay.
Yeah, but you do have to be mindful of it, and you have to know about the work that has to happen between now and then to get to there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the most important thing is do today, do tomorrow.
Do today, do tomorrow.
I am at the place now, over 30 days of not running, right, where the idea of running a mile is very exciting to me, and I want it badly. The idea of running more than that is foreign to me. I don't know if I could do that.
Well, you shouldn't do it.
I know I shouldn't, but...
No, I think you'll come back quickly as long as you don't re-injure yourself.
Well, that's the thing.
Or exacerbate the situation. I think you'll be okay. Just, yeah, I learned that from my hip. It was, after I took 3 or 4 weeks off, I came back and tried to get right back where I was, and that was the dumbest. It was the absolute dumbest. I knew it was dumb, but I just said, of course I can go back to where I was.
Of course you can.
No.
No.
Start slow. Keep going slow. And you'll get there. And, you know, so what if it's an extra month? You're not going to re-injure yourself. Peter, the Crankle shirt looks amazing.
I know. And everyone needs to go right now and buy 3 of them.
I don't know if they need 3.
No, they don't
them.
Need 3, but maybe they do. Maybe they want one as a sweatshirt. I don't know. I'm not here to tell them. But it's great. It's a great image. The artist in residence did an amazing job putting it together. And I saw social media guru Anna Brooks just before I saw you today, and she was sporting the Animal Walk shirt.
Oh, amazing.
Which she had chosen to put on a green mm-hmm. t-shirt, and it looked fabulous. The Crankle shirt I am wearing right now is in blue. It looks good.
Peter, the other day I was wearing a softball 3/4 sleeve shirt.
How is that?
I loved it. I haven't worn one of those since I was probably 16 years old.
Comfy?
Yeah, it's very soft, heathery.
A standard HWRT logo, or did you go with an image? Or
no, I went with that logo on the front. Black with white sleeves and a white logo.
That makes me want to go spend more money at the store.
You're our best customer, sir.
So far, yeah.
Yeah. By far. Hey!
Hey! This has been episode 44 of How Was Your Run Today with Peter Villa and Brian Gould. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence.
Join our show by recording a voice memo with your questions, musings, or rants and emailing it to us at howwasyourruntoday@gmail.com. Listen to us every week wherever you collect podcasts. Peter keeps his in his brand new stabilizing running shoes. But whenever you visit that special podcast place, please give us a rating and a comment. Every single one of those makes a difference in how this little here show is ranked.
And if you love HWIRT, please share our podcast on social media. It's free and easier than designing a mascot for a running podcast. For everything else, please check out our new website at hwirt.com. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Please continue to have runs without me.
I shall.
Thank you. I think one of your chickens just exploded.
So exactly what happened. Hey, get those firecrackers away from them chickens.